If this is your first time with us, in the mornings we've been going through the book of Esther, and Pastor Heron concluded our study in Esther this morning, and we've said over and over and over in Esther that Esther is about the hidden providence of God. Actually, God seems hidden, but His providence is very evident. And tonight I want to visit that idea again. I want to call you with these few minutes we have together to be thankful this Thanksgiving season for the providence of God. The fact that even though sometimes things in our life are very difficult, and I've entitled this tonight, Tender Providence for Tough Places. Tender providence in tough places. Sometimes in our lives, things are very difficult. But even so, as in the book of Esther, God is working behind the scenes to prove to us how much He loves us, to show us that He's with us, that He'll never fail us. God is working His providence in our lives in all seasons of life. So I want you to, we're going to do this again. We've done this a couple times, but I want to just, before we read Psalm 115, I want you to say with me Westminster Shorter Catechism, question 11, and Heidelberg Catechisms 27 and 28. I'll ask the question. You please respond. Oh, wonderful. They're up there too. Please respond in the bold print. What are God's works of providence? God's works of providence are His most holy, wise, and powerful, preserving and governing all His creatures and all their actions. What do you understand by the providence of God? The almighty and ever-present power of God, by which God upholds, as with His hand, heaven and earth and all creatures, and so rules them that leaf and blade, rain and drought, fruitful and lean years, food and drink, health and sickness, prosperity and poverty, all things, in fact, come to us not by chance, but by His fatherly hand. Oh, I hope y'all believe that. That's amazing. Question 28. How does the knowledge of God's creation and providence help us? We can be patient when things go against us, thankful when things go well. And for the future, we can have good confidence in our faithful God and Father that nothing in creation will separate us from His love. For all creatures are so completely in God's hand that without His will, they can neither move nor be moved. I want you tonight to be thankful this Thanksgiving season for the providence of God. Hear now Psalm 115, and we'll just barely be able to skim the surface, but I want you to see it. In particular, I want you to see verse 3 and verse 16 that highlight the providence of God. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to Your name give glory for the sake of Your steadfast love and Your faithfulness. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Our God is in the heavens, and He does all that He pleases. That's providence. What about the other gods, small g? Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but do not speak, eyes, but do not see. They have ears, but do not hear, noses, but do not smell. They have hands, but do not feel, feet, but do not walk, and they do not make a sound in their throat. Those who make them become like them. So do all who trust in them. This next part is this hymn. It would be antiphonally read. This was a song that the Old Testament saints sang in church. And the leader would say, "O Israel, trust in the Lord." And the congregation would say, "He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has remembered us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both the small and the great. May the Lord give you increase, you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. There's providence again, specifically in verse 16. The heavens are the Lord's heavens, but the earth he has given to the children of man. In other words, man is on earth, but they're being controlled by the Lord. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any who go down into silence, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Let's pray together. Spirit, in these moments, we ask that you would be our teacher. Cause us to believe in the providence of God at work in tough places in our lives, and then cause us to trust and to bless and to praise you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Joseph Morris and I, Joseph was the giant standing there a few minutes ago, have a friend. He's very close friends with Joseph. He works on a ranch in Texas. And sadly, recently, started getting just debilitating, instantly crippling, nauseating headaches. And they found a tumor in the front of his skull. It was a hard providence. It was a tough providence. It was a tough place, a tough thing to realize. But behind that tough providence or tough place, Joseph and I have been sharing, as he's told me this story, about the tender providence of God in this man's life. What do I mean? Well, as Joseph has shared notes with me, even recently after he received this really hard news, he received it after having been at his own mother's funeral. He was back in this part of town in Georgia from a funeral for his mother. And his comment to Joseph at the end of the funeral was, "It's so good to know someone who knows when they die exactly where they're going." It's what Sylvester said to us again tonight. This young man was so encouraged by the fact that his mother died, but he knew without a doubt that she was with Jesus in heaven. That's part of God's tender providence behind a tough place in his life, but it goes on and on. You see, after the funeral, he was supposed to go back to Texas. He arrived to check into his flight, and I was there. We prayed with him in his room before his recent surgery, and he said, "I was 1 minute late to board the flight, and they would not let me on." 1 minute late to be there in the flight, and I said to him, "Come on, the flight doesn't leave for a while." 1 minute late, and they had shut the doors, and they would not let him on the plane. It was tender providence. Why? Because soon after he was kept away from boarding that plane, that's when the massive headache caused him to be violently ill, which then in turn allowed him to go immediately to see his doctor to get an MRI and CT scan very quickly to diagnose what was going on. Behind the scenes, God was at work, not just in his health, but in his family. He had been estranged from his father for years and years, but now in his father's home, dealing with this tumor in his head that had not yet been removed, his relationship with his father was restored. His dad was able to serve him during his time of need and heal, in a lot of ways, that broken relationship. But he needed to get to Houston, because he needed to deal with this pain that he could not function with. And someone that is a friend of his wife has a private jet, and just so happened, this person reached out to them and said, "We want to fly him to Houston so he can get the further diagnosis that he needs." And God has allowed him to go into surgery that quickly to remove the tumor. They're very hopeful. A really, really tough place, but really, really tender providence of God. In our text here, the nations ask the question, "Where's your God? We don't see him." You see, the nations knew their gods. They were everywhere, little g gods. They were impotent gods, useless gods, but they were everywhere. They could see their gods. It's ridiculous. They had mouths. They can't speak. They have ears. They can't hear. They have eyes. They can't see. They were wood or stone, and they would be covered with maybe gold or something. They had to fashion their idols. They had to fashion their gods. And so the nations say, where's your God? I don't see him. Verse 3 reminds us where our God is. He's in the heavens. Maybe we don't see him, but he's providentially orchestrating all that happens in our lives. Tender providence in tough places. It starts with a call to worship. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be glory for your steadfast love and faithfulness. Verse 1. And then it goes through, as you saw, and it contrasts the other gods, the little g gods that are useless, with the one true God who is working in all of our lives very tenderly to show us that he is with us. Just this last week, on a morning when I was particularly low, and I said to Aaron, we were both sitting in the den, I was doing my quiet time, she was doing hers, and I said, I am just really down today, really low today. And we talked about it for a little bit, trying to understand it, and she said some encouraging things to me. And just a few minutes later, I get a text. And a friend has put a bag with a gift for me, something he got for me, he wanted me to have, and he hung it on my doorknob outside. And I got the text, and I walked to the door, and I got this gift that was very kind, and in there it said this note. He had these words for me, and I don't know, I can't explain this stuff. It said, God's timing is always perfect. If you don't believe me, I'll show you the note, because it said it. How lucky, right? I mean, my friend had, it's not lucky, that was sarcasm. Thanks for clarifying. My friend could have brought the note and the gift the day before. He could have waited 2 days later. God said, I want it there at this time. Because in tough places, there's tender providence. God is always with us, convincing us that he's our Father, that he loves us, that he's taking care of us. I want you to be thankful this Thanksgiving for the tender providence of God in our lives. After the contrast of their call to worship and then the contrast, there's another call at the end of our text. Really, it's in verses 9 through 11 and verses 17 and 18, but it's all over. But look with me what our response is to be to the goodness of God in our lives, his providence at work in our lives. 9 through 11, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust him. He hasn't abandoned you. He will never leave you or forsake you. We saw it through the whole narrative of Esther. He gave us a whole book to know that God is working behind the scenes. Even when we can't see him, we can see the evidence of God everywhere in our lives. I want you to go home this Thanksgiving, and I want you to tell these stories to one another of the tender providence of God in tough places in your life. You all have them. I'll give you another one. Well, first of all, he wants us to praise and trust him. And then 17 and 18, look at it again. The dead do not praise the Lord, but 18, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. I want to call you this Thanksgiving to go home, to recount those stories to one another, and to trust him, and to praise him, and to bless him for his providence in your life. I'll give you another one. My wife and I were just about to go out of town at the end of, was it the beginning of this? I guess, a week or so ago. And I missed a call from my mom. I've told y'all that my parents are in their late 80s. My dad has Alzheimer's. My mom called. My dad had fallen down the front steps, the brick steps of my mom's house. About 8 brick steps. They were on the porch. My dad is able to help her. He's generally able to function well, but he's completely gone as far as being able to be verbal and talk and carry on relationship with. He was helping my mom plant flowers in their pots. She turned around to watch him tumble all the way down those stairs. Bloody, bruised, he's laying on the sidewalk in front of her house, and she doesn't have the strength to save him, and he doesn't have the strength to get up. And it just so happens that two women pull into my parents' neighborhood because it's a pretty neighborhood, and they were looking at all the pretty houses. And they pulled up to see my dad lying on the ground in front of the stairs. Just so happens, one of the women's a nurse. They tend to my dad. My mom runs over to the neighbors. They call the ambulance. My dad and mom ride in the ambulance to the ER. The neighbors, none of these people that I know of know Jesus, but they were sent by Jesus, sweet people. The neighbors take my mom's car and drive and follow the ambulance to the hospital. They make sure my dad gets situated there and is well taken care of. Miraculously, there's no broken bones. He does have a temporal brain bleed. He looks like he was beat up. He gets to the ER, and the attending physician is a Christian who's a friend of the family. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It's tender providence in tough places. Oh, by the way, the neighbors, after my dad was in the hospital in the ER, and my neighbors, or my mom's neighbors, texted her to check on him, said, "We're looking after the house, and we went ahead and planted the plants for you in the pot." Tender providence. It's everywhere. You have these stories. Tender providence in tough places. That's our God. And he calls us to bless him for it, to praise him for it, to trust him for it. Well, let me give you one more to close, because this just happened today. A friend sent me this. We were having this conversation. He told me that his father-in-law was supposed to go in just for a basic cataract procedure. He went in for the surgery and to take care of this, and they noticed that his heart rate was very high. So they postponed the surgery because of this, and my friend says they sent him to the hospital to examine the heart issue. While there, they discovered he had an atrial fluttering. I'm reading this because I couldn't even say these words if I did. Which he had not had, but if he had not had cataract surgery scheduled, they likely would have never picked up on this. And it could have easily led to a stroke or a heart attack. He ended up getting an ablation done to fix it. And by the way, the nurse there attending to him was a friend of the family and a Christian. She recognized them. She took care of them. A few days later, he was supposed to have that cataract procedure done again. And the doctor noticed at this point that his heart was having an arrhythmia, AFib, some kind of issue there. He went back to the cardiac unit at the ER, where another family friend from many years was there. Oh, and our very own Adam Hoover was there in the ER. And they eventually sent him to David Clark, another member of this church, heart doctor. And they were able to deal with this friend of our church. Tender providence in tough places. Our God reigns from the heavens, but he's actively working in all the circumstances of your life to prove to you again that he loves you, that he's your father. He'll never abandon you. You can trust him. And he does these tender providences to warm your heart, to cause you to believe and trust, to cause you to praise and bless him. May God give us the grace to do so. Let's pray together. We thank you, Lord, for your word and how it reveals to us your tender providence. We thank you that you are with us. You will never leave us or forsake us. We ask, O Spirit, that you would convince our hearts again that we, this Thanksgiving, would be able to share the stories of the providence of God at work in our lives, in good and bad. that it might bring joy and trust and hope to our hearts and might bring glory to you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.